Hello, you're listening to Two Pints and a Coke with Tom, Will, and Liam.
Okay, hey, it's podcast time again. This is the second episode of Two Pints and a Coke. Except, funny things happened, and one of the pints got spilt or something. and basically, Liam's not here, so it's just Tom and me.
No, I saw this picture on the internet the other day.
Did you?
And it says, everybody has that one friend. And I thought it actually sort of categorised all of us in ones. Everybody has that one friend that turns everything dirty.
One, you, or... Sorry, I thought you said in once.
Oh, yeah. Cool story, bro. It says everybody has that one friend that turns everything dirty.
Yeah.
Me. Eats like a pig and gains no weight. Liam. Has a laugh that's funnier than the joke. You. And everybody that swears a lot. So I just, that's all of us.
Yeah, that's true. You're the least, though.
The least what?
You swear the least out of all of us.
I'm a good boy.
It's related to the alcohol.
Blame it
Two pints and a Coke. I think today's going to be one pint, one Coke, and a large glass of water.
I've got a large glass of water here as well.
Two large glasses of water, and maybe a third beverage.
Two bottles of water and a third.
Where is that boy? Who can we get to guest star? Oh my god, should we get Kate on the podcast?
Can do.
That's amazing. I'm going to ring Kate.
Okie dokie.
And put her on speaker, and you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi!
Someone's answered!
Hi! Yeah, so basically Liam's abandoned us, so me and Tom are complaining.
Wait, what is this?
Have you not? Hang on, can you even hear Tom? This is Two Pints and a Coke, which is our record-breaking podcast, which we're doing the second episode of currently.
Welcome to the show.
As in, right now.
When you said, like...
Yeah,
I
was going to make you, like, download a program so that you could talk to us properly and it would all sound nice, but then I just decided I'd ring you and put you on speaker.
She sounds so cool.
Can you not hear Tom?
What a
shame.
What a shame. Going to ruin your show for
I don't know what to do about this. Hang on, Tom.
Okay, can we modify the name to like a pint, a Coke, and a Baileys? Like, I don't know.
Well, it might be like a Baileys, a Coke, and some sort of large glass of water because Will's ill.
Ah.
Yeah.
That is tragic.
You could get Ventrilo and be on it. Yeah, it might take a little bit.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
I want to hear a funny story.
So, the other day, I had just been to one of those university random things where I ended up just going to something. I don't really know too many people there, but it was this Russian guy's house. He lives not very far away from Halls. I'm all a bit like, why are you in Halls? And I get the bus there, the group of people, all packed back, but it turns out it was this beautiful house.
Oh my god.
The place is like jubilee nice. The radiators are painted gold.
Oh my god.
Just to give you like a flavour of the even like plush couches.
Oligarchs.
Have little lights above them in like gold plated like light covers. Anyway.
That's crazy.
Had a great time. And he was in for the cocktails. Made loads of cocktails. Got back at like 4 in the morning, really quite drunk. Then I had agreed to meet a friend for pancakes the next morning at 10. So I woke up, I set my alarm in my drunken state for 8, and I wake up and realised that that wasn't feeling too great. So I went back to sleep for a little bit, I just kind of passed out again, I guess. And then I woke up again at night. And was like, yeah, should probably get up. And got dressed and could like race out the door in 5 minutes. And then I realised realised that this is his last strike. So I was like, oh, great. This is
oh, wow.
I looked up the place. But I'm also feeling still kind of shaky and not on top form.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, great. I look up on City Map, but it's an hour's walk. Luckily, I was like, okay, well, I have an hour, but this is not going to be fun. And so I start walking, kind of wondering what my life has become. And I'm just at a point where I normally get this one route, and I know you can vaguely go down from the road, but I've never done it before. And just as I was there, traffic light for the way that I wanted to go turned red, and for the other way turned green. I was like, okay, well, I'm already late, and I just can't afford to wait right now. I went the other way. Okay?
Right.
And so I was like, yeah, okay, it's all fine. And I sat walking down this road for about, like, 5 minutes, and then I see sort of in the distance coming towards me is a man on crutches. And he's like, you know, like the mage LMPs, quite, you know, really slow, looks like he's in quite a lot of pain from a distance. And so I get closer and closer towards him. And just as he's, I don't know, about like 5 meters away from me, he stops, looks at his watch, looks like forward, and then lifts his crutches up. And
then,
like, legs it, like,
pounce.
What? What?
That's great.
What? Just fuck this. What? Yeah, but that's not even the end of it. So I was like, oh, haha, that must have been a practical joke. I'm probably being filmed somewhere because that was weird. and so I'm like, meh. Almost like, what? That was a bizarre circumstance. And I just kept walking. And about a minute later, I walk past the cafe on my left on the other side of the road. And yeah. There's a massive, like, pop sound. I can't even really describe it, but it's huge. And I was like, whoa! There's one other woman on a bike going past at the same time, and I kind of swerved, and I was like, what the fuck? And we both kind of like, look at each other, and then we're like, fuck! And then loads of grey smoke starts billowing out the top of this cafe, and we're like, what's going on? And like that. Ah. So we run into the cafe, and we're like, it is. I'm like, what? No, it's not. We're like, it is. Then they got outside and they're like, freaking out. And really, like, smoke is coming out at a stupidly fast rate. Like, it's already really hard to breathe. And, like, their t-shirts up to their, like, mouths and stuff. And it's not like normal smoke. It smells really bad. And no one knows what it was. It's kind of a wee yellowy colour. And then we were like, just. And it was like, you could barely see the other side of the road when we went back outside.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was a big day. And so the woman on the bike quickly like, ran the fire brigade while the cafe owner was, like, freaking out about the fact that the cafe was on fire. And I was kind of like, okay, kind of don't know what I can do here, so I'm going to go, because I was still late. I'm still slightly drunk, so I kept. I was like, well, that was interesting. Again, what is that that's happening? And then I was, like, sick. Fire engines end up past me on this one stretch of road, and like they were escorted by policemen, and the smoke was just kept going out, like was following me down the road, and everyone was like stopping, shake breakers, and I was like, "Rob, so I was just like, what are they doing? And I finally got to the guy who I was having pancakes with at 10, it was fine, and when I was telling him the story about how bizarre the whole experience was, I then made the connection between Crutches Man and House on Fire. Like, it was, I was like, is that his suspicious alibi? Because he looked at his watch, looked behind him, and then left it. Like, a minute later, shit went down.
Is this arson?
I have no idea.
You're a witness.
I know, I was like, if anyone does come to me and ask for, like,
you have the randomest stories.
Right, we're just getting Kate joining up to the server.
Okay.
Hi! So, how are you both?
Full?
Full?
I thought you asked. How full?
What?
Are you okay?
I cracked myself. Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm not actually. I'm really ill. I've got this, like...
illness.
I was the only one.
And I went to the hospital today.
Shit, that's awful.
I know.
You're laughing.
I've got like this chest infection, which the doctor said was asthma, but I was like, it's not my asthma, it's something different. But they're like, oh, it's probably asthma. So then they stuck me on the nebulizer for like 20 minutes and I got like
high. Nebulizer sounds like the coolest thing ever. If I was a superhero, I'd call nebulizer.
Yeah, basically it's full of the drug that's in blue puffers, but it's like a huge dose of it and they just put this face mask on you. I've got these pictures. And you breathe it in.
Well, could you call it an inhaler?
It's a nebulizer.
It's
and afterwards you find everything hilarious for like 5 minutes and then you crash.
You should be on that now, it'd make it much more interesting.
Yeah, I agree. You're not a very interesting person normally.
That's rude.
That's not true. I'm very interesting. So
What?
Huh?
You what?
My name is what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
I was like, that was too long a pause there. I was like, oh no, what if they didn't get it? This is all good.
No, don't worry, I was on that.
We were there.
On that,
of course
like
we were.
A carb on that.
Oh god.
I'm raising the quality of this.
Yeah, so Kate, your username event is Stark Wolf. Do you want to explain this?
You panicked me when you said choose a username, and I was like, I don't know what to use because your username is just. Like your YouTube name, and I don't have a YouTube account, so I was like,
"Do you not have a YouTube account?" Oh,
yes, you do.
It's Limo Mook.
What?
No, you no, not
oh,
Liam,
yeah,
the fake
do,
Liam. The actual
right,
Kate
but...
does have a YouTube account.
Does she?
Yes.
No, my sister does.
What?
But you're on
which I use. Okay, yeah, you're right. But I don't want to use her username because that's just like, what? That's just creepy.
It's true.
So. I thought of a word, and then I thought of an animal, and then I put
Stark.
Hey, press.
Wolf.
what drew you towards the word Stark?
Oh my god, your brain is amazing.
Stark, and yep. That's
Stark
as
in Tony, or
no.
Stark bollock naked.
Stark
yeah, which of the two?
So, Tom, this is the bit where you normally start ranting about something, and we're like, oh yeah, I hate that.
Well, last week it was cyclists.
It was 2 weeks ago, for sure.
The other week it was cyclists. Oh no, the Midlands is annoying. The Midlands is annoying.
The Midlands?
Is that...
You're going to rant about the Midlands, are you?
Well, yeah.
Do we want
They're neither
like...
southerners nor northerners.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like...
Careful.
Hang on, define the Midlands.
In the middle of the lands.
Which counties is that?
Leicester.
Just Leicester.
Not the particular one I am in, yes.
Oh, you're in the Midlands. Oh, so actually what you're ranting about is where you have to live.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd much rather live in the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
Where I can just walk around in shorts and flip-flops.
That's not even North or...
Your choice is Loughborough or the Bahamas. Which one do you go for?
Bahamas.
Kate, would you rather live in Loughborough or the Bahamas?
Don't forget, I'm in the Bahamas.
Wait, no, you're not. You're in Loughborough.
Hey, well, I've never been to either of those places, but they both sound pretty exotic.
The only exotic thing in Loughborough is the curry.
Well then.
Oh dear. Do you want me to tell a story?
Story time with Kate.
No, the story is, 3 days ago, I went for a run, and it was quite early in the morning, and I live in Camden, so I was just running right down past this place called Woody Grill, which everyone goes to like 3 a.m. when you need to pick up. And there was a man in running gear, and man running gear was sort of like, looked a bit lost, and I was running past, had my headphones on, was like, doo-doo-doo, having a great time. And then the man with running gear like swung around, like put his arm out, and was like, stop! And I was like, whoa, shit. Stop, and was like, yeah, hello, yeah. And he's like, hi, and he was, oh, I'm gonna try and paint him for you. He's like, maybe 40, 50, like, quite tall, bit gangly, bit bald. And I was like, hello.
It's like George Clooney.
Like, hey,
No.
So he was like, hey, excuse me, do you know where Regent's Park is? And inside, I was like, ah, shit, like, not Regent's Park. I was like, nope. Quick flash through my mind, like, oh, can I get out of this? Okay. So I was like, actually, I do know where Regent's Park is. I'm going to Regent's Park. He's like, oh, brilliant. I was like, yeah. He's like, do you mind if I tag along? And I was like, you can't say no. You can't be like, nah, no. So yeah.
Oh god. Just like, run faster.
This is the way Kate makes friends.
No, and then I was like, yeah, sure, okay. It's not very far. It's like 10 minutes run, maybe less. And he was like, oh, that's cool. Like, great. And I was like, okay, cool. We start running. I put my headphones back in. Like, cool, yeah, you can just tag along. And then, like, so, where are you from?
Oh, God.
Sorry, undo my headphones again. Like, hey, we're, like, running at this point. Quite fast. He's really quite fast. And I'm like, I can't keep up with him. Which is weird, because I'm meant to be showing him the way. Like, what is this? And so I'm like, oh, like, I'm a university here in London. Yep. And he's like, well, I'm from Liverpool. And I'm like, oh, all right, run.
Was it in a Scouse accent?
No, not really, actually, no. And so basically he's just chatting away and he's like asking me where I am. He's like, oh, are you doing a master's? And I'm like, no. He's like, oh, right, like, what year are you? And I was like, first. This is awkward. Run. And he's just like chatting away about his life, how he's a builder, how he's just run a marathon that morning through park area and like all like north. I was just like, what? And now he's like trying to run to all the different parks in London, and Regent's Park was next on his list. And I was like dying at this point because we'd already only been running for like 10 minutes and I was dying to keep, I just could not keep up. I was like, I was in pain. And he was talking the whole time and what, like asking questions. He's like, oh, do you do marathons? And I'm like, no, I don't do marathons. Like, this is meant to be a leisurely run this morning, like 20 minutes, 30 minutes tops. And then we finally got to the point where I was like, okay, great, yep. This is Regent's Park. And we enter this one of the entrances, and, you know, there are like 5 or 6 different paths you can take from that point. And I was like, well, we're here. And he's like, oh, great, cool. He's like, which way are you going? And I was like, this way, I think. He's like, oh, cool, I'll just follow you. And I was like, no. This is the point where you run away. Like, you leave. Because I was like, I don't understand why he wanted to stay. Because I must have been slowing him down. Because he was, like, running and I was dying. And I ended up going for a 40-minute run with a complete stranger.
Jesus Christ.
I love London. I London's odd and marvellous.
And then I got to the point where we like got back to the starting point, and I was like, okay. And he's just like, well, thanks. I think I'll move on to the next park now. It was really nice to meet you. Bye. And then he just ran off. And I was like, and then I went and hid behind a tree and lay down. Like, not even joking. Just lay there in the grass. Like,
oh my god.
What was that? What?
That's impressive.
That? Yeah, it was awful. I couldn't move for like half an hour. Just lay there.
Yeah, I've learned not to try and keep up with people where I live.
I didn't even try, but I like couldn't run away. My options were to run away, or to be like,
would have been awkward.
That's quite funny.
Because I started laughing a lot at the start of that story, because it reminded me of something I did when I was in Camden, coming to meet you to go to the gig we went to.
Did you run with a random girl around London?
No. What happened was I was walking down the high street.
In Camden, and there weren't really many people around, and then this... like, huge...
like, black dude who I swear was a bouncer or something, starts walking towards me. He's got this, like, evil stare on his face, okay? And he's, like, staring right at me. And so, I have one of my headphones in, and he sort of looks at me, and I'm walking towards him, and I'm thinking, right, I'm going to be right up next to him in a moment. What am I going to do? And he gets up to me, and he just says, like, hey. And it sounds confrontational, and so I freak out, and I think, right, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to keep walking.
I was going to say, do you pretend you can't?
So I kept walking, but I sort of still glanced at him at the side, and like I kept walking, and then I suddenly thought, but what if he needs something, or what, and I probably look really weird. So I like turned around, but I was like quite a few steps past him, and I was just like, hi.
I either just kept going.
He just gave me this really quizzical look, and I think it was American. He was like, Camden Town Tube Station? And I was like, oh, right, yeah, I think it's this way. And then I was like, oh, actually, that's where I'm going. Yeah, it's just down this way. And he was like, okay, thanks. And then he carries on walking on in the other direction, like away from me.
Intriguing.
It's like he wanted to go there, but he was so weirded out by me that like he decided not to, or...
To be honest, if I saw you on the street, I'd walk in the other direction as well.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I do, frequently.
So, Tom, seen any good films recently?
I've seen quite a lot of films recently.
Right.
Theory of Everything, Big Hero 6, American Sniper, Interstellar.
What's it? I really want to see Interstellar. What's that like?
Long.
Yeah, I've heard half of people say it's like awesome, like such a spectacle. And everything are amazing, and other people were like, oh god, it's so long.
Apparently graphically it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is quite a good film. It's very long and the end is just a little bit cheesy.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine. I just listened to a radio thing on Hans Zimmer, who did like the music for it, and they were like talking about it. That's really interesting.
Hans Zimmer.
Do you seriously know who Hans Zimmer is?
Oh my god.
No,
he's like the second most famous like movie music composer in the world.
He did like Lion King.
Yeah.
He did the Disney Lion King music and like.
Did he? Citation needed.
No, he did. He was talking about it, kiddo.
Did he? He did Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, he did, and he did. Oh, what the films? He did Lord of the Rings.
Nope, that was Howard Shaw.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I think Hans
God, Kate, who are you?
One of them. Pretty sure they played one of them, and they were like...
Yeah, well, he likes it.
Oh, maybe that was it, actually.
He does all sorts of stuff. He did like, something with Pharrell as well. I can't remember what. So, something cool I read, and I told this to Tom the other day, and he was like, oh, I don't read books. But Harper Lee is publishing a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird.
I know.
That's quite exciting, I think.
No, it is. It is. Did you ever study it at school?
Yeah, we did it for GCSE, but Tom didn't, so Tom doesn't give a crap.
I think we must have studied some alternative, but I honestly don't remember it.
Animal Farm, Two of the Us and Men.
That's a great book. Great.
Those are good.
Studying it would take...
Those are alright books if someone doesn't like write the big spoiler of Mice and Men on the cover. Oh, just saying.
True.
So the sequel to Kill a Mockingbird was written before it, so it might actually be quite good.
I mean, yeah, but it's like Scout's an adult in it, but she wrote it first, and there are flashback sequences in it, and her editor told her to turn that into a book of its own, which was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Do we wanna like chat about? I don't know.
Do you wanna build a snow?
Wow, sad. Okay. Do we wanna chat about? Okay, things we're not allowed to chat about include children, animals, politics or religion. Anything else?
Cyclists.
Cyclists we're not allowed to chat about.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met? Go.
Ooh, that's a good question. What do you mean by meet? Is it meet by, as in, so if it was like a musician or someone, obviously it doesn't count if you're like front row at like a concert, but that doesn't count, yeah?
No. You can't be at something like that you bought a ticket to go and see.
Know that they're going to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
I once saw... Oh, I can't remember his name. The guy who plays...
Brilliant.
Xavier in X-Men First Class.
James McAvoy.
James McAvoy. I saw him. I didn't talk to him because he was with his kid, but I saw him in Barrow Market.
What about you, William? Go.
No. Okay, who have I seen? Marylebone High Street, I saw Bill Nighy.
Oh, that is cool. Oh, that's so cool. I love him.
He was on the phone, like, outside an art gallery, like, walking around.
What else was he doing? What was he wearing?
Okay, so you're getting a bit stalkerish now. Tom and I had this amazing experience when we met Jedward.
Oh, yes, that was interesting, wasn't it?
No way!
Three of us were walking along, Regent Street, where Hamleys is. We were going there, we were going to Hamleys, because we were, like, cool 17-year-old guys at the time.
How old are you?
I answered that.
18.
I think we were 17. And we were in a small back street behind Regent Street, three of us were like walking along in the like a street next to Regent Street.
Tom and I spot these two like quite good looking girls and we're walking towards them, but they're like staring at the back of this van as if like they're talking to someone. And yeah, and like they smiled at us and I think I smiled and they look up, and as we walk past them we see on the other side of the van they were talking to was Jedward. And we were like, oh,
run away.
Keep walking.
Run away.
Like how you were like, I think I smiled. Like, I'm pretty sure I smiled at them.
I wanted to immerse you in the situation.
Do you want to hear my Jedward story?
Yes, tell us your Jedward story.
I went to Newmarket Races, as I do.
They were not at a race course.
Yeah, and they were playing there, and I didn't realise they were playing. And loads of crowds, and I was coming out, and then a car drove past. I was went left the crowd, so I was like, this is annoying. I went down this back way, and then a car drove past, and I was like, they rolled down the window, and they're like, hey. And then they were like, oh, do you want to go out later? No? No. And then there were loads of security guards, and then there was some other girls as well, and then the car drove on. It was just all a bit random.
Ooh, sounds a bit
stalkerish.
I met Darren Brown.
That's cool. That counts.
But again, I don't know if that counts, because that was stage door.
Oh, I saw Elijah Wood Darren came Brown. To chat at a UCL thing. Does that count, Elijah Wood?
That's cool.
That's quite cool.
What for?
He was just chatting about helping produce a film.
That's
with
cool.
The university film society.
Neil Gaiman last time.
Oh yeah, we've danced with him.
Oh yeah.
That's sounded weird. We've danced with Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is that fine? I don't know.
Claim to fame.
In the context, it's fine. In the context of when we did it and what we did, it was fine.
Tom, you're kind of making it worse.
Out of context.
In the context of what we did and how we did it, it was fine. Okay, don't worry.
He enjoyed it. Everyone's happy.
Oh God. So
I did tango for the first time last Monday.
Why?
I'm doing a production of Evita.
Oh, cool.
And it was the first thing we did, and we did a tango session for an hour, and I could actually kind of do it, and I thought I couldn't dance for my life, so I was really impressed with myself.
Who was judging you though? Was it
No. There's no judging. It was this is what you have to do, and I did it.
But did you do it well? No one really knows.
Yeah, I was in time, and we weren't the worst group.
Because the worst group's fell over and stuff.
When we were doing rehearsals for We Will Rock You, and I jumped up onto the stage chair, and it literally just fell out from underneath my feet.
And there was the bit when you tried to jump on, you'd always practice jumping onto the staging, and I want to break free, and then they put a big shield up, so you couldn't.
Okay, Kate, let's put it like this. I had rehearsed for a month jumping off the rostra to get onto the stage for the I Want to Break Free number. We get to the show day, and the sound guy puts a plastic screen in front of the rostra, so I couldn't physically jump over.
For sound reasons.
So, I'd re-choreograph the song. During the song, I went back to the stage and saw this plastic screen, and Holly was just like, there's no way you're jumping that. So I had to, re-choreograph on the spot, which was interesting. I jumped into the audience instead.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, jumped off the front of the stage into the front row. That was always fun.
Yeah.
Jumping in front of a poor little 6-year-old as they just see this 18-year-old boy go right in front of them.
Ooh, I like the sound effect.
That's my desk.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed that.
What else?
So apparently people have been confusing daffodils with food.
Oh, I saw that. What? Yeah, bulbs. They think they're onions.
Yeah, supermarkets have been told not to put daffodils in their fruit because people might buy them and eat them, and apparently they're poisonous.
Yeah, it's tragic, really. Death by daffodil on my gravestone wouldn't.
But apparently it causes severe vomiting.
That's a good thing to know.
Do you reckon you have to cook it? Like if I picked up a daffodil in the garden.
And just swallowed it.
I think eating the flower you'd be fine, but the bulb.
I can't see how that would harm me.
If you ate it an onion, I think that would be an issue.
I mean, how could you seriously mistake it for an onion?
You know what? There are a lot of stupid people out there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Come in, Starkwolf. Come in.
What?
Kate's got a fighter pilot name. Starkwolf to Alpha Bravo.
You're all kind of.
Well, no, it's more like Starkwolf. This is what Will wants. That does sound
Tom
weird.
A music 1996.
That was just a really long
come on,
name.
Man. Yours isn't much better. And mine's pretty great, I know.
Mine is pretty self-explanatory. It is Tom A, which is my name. I do music, and I was born in 1996. What Will wants?
Basically, people are just going to do identity fraud on you now. That was literally all your security questions. Your name, what you were interested, when you were born.
I sound cool.
Yes, but they don't know my full name and or my last name and my middle name.
So, what people don't know is the password is the answer to my username.
Oh, that is interesting.
Is it redheads?
Brilliant.
That's funny.
Great. Thanks, guys. I walked into that. Okay. Great.
So, what does Will want?
Redheads.
That's literally the when I reveal that as the end of my YouTube channel. That's like the last video that's gonna ever come out.
What before you die or?
No, it's actually gonna be on my gravestone. What they're gonna write on my gravestone? It's gonna be like what Will wanted, and then it's gonna say.
Is it one thing?
Better gravestone.
Is it one thing? You'll have to wait and see.
Is it two things?
Unless of course you die before me, and then you'll never find out.
Well, that's an incentive to live.
Or to kill me. Oh no, but I haven't actually. You know, I've just presumed I'm going to live a little bit longer, so I haven't actually planned for them to do it yet.
Well,
I'd get planning.
That's a bit ominous.
So, a painting sold for $300 million, which is the most expensive painting ever sold.
Discuss.
Why should they not?
What would you do with the money?
$300 million, which is, just for those British people, is £197 million.
We are those British people.
We are indeed.
197 million.
It's a bit of a weird painting, to be honest. Anyway, that's not the point.
I'd move to the Bahamas, like I said.
What would you do with the other 196.9 million pounds?
I'd buy property in Australia and Singapore and all over
you
the world.
You just buy houses everywhere.
Just buy houses.
I'll just follow Summer around the world.
Well, you know, he's got a point.
Like two houses.
No, he's got a point, because he could buy houses, like, in all these different countries, and then
he'd be there for, what, like, three weeks there at a time, and then for the rest of the year he could rent them out.
Or just let other people live in them, because we have a housing crisis.
No, but, like, if he rents them out, he's going to make his money back.
No, but people can't afford houses.
Yeah, but it's a really nice house. That's an investment. Tom's saying he's going to invest the money.
In a very beneficial way, of course. My father's Skyping me.
Oh.
At the moment. I'll answer the call. I'll probably be able to hit all three of you, but, you know.
Cool.
Okay, I'll be Tom's dad in the conversation.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm currently talking to Will and Kate on Ventrilo.
Okay, what's Ventrilo?
I think they can still hear me, I don't know. I'll disconnect from them for a second.
Okay, you do that, because I want to have a deep talk to you about something really important.
Okay.
But seriously, who's Kate?
No.
When are you going to tell me who Kate is?
I'm back.
Okay.
I don't know if you're telling us back or...
Back again.
I still don't know if he's talking to us or his dad.
I'm talking to you!
Father.
Thing is, I couldn't hear you when I was talking to my dad, but I thought you could hear me.
That was good.
Oh. Why is that so funny?
There we go, comedic. Because comedic times, that's why.
I went to a comedy club the other day.
Did you? Was anyone good there?
It was awesome. I had £3. It was this place in Bethnal Green, and I thought it was going to be rubbish, because I don't know. I was like,
was anyone funny?
Rubbish. It was hilarious. I was like, almost dying.
Stand-up comedy is like, horrible. And, like, getting into it is, like, the most horrible thing, because audiences are evil, and...
Yeah.
Like,
I thought it
was really harsh.
Horrific.
But you really enjoyed it.
Backyard comedy, and it was really great. And they had like four different acts, no more. And they all kind of did different things. So one of them did a couple of there was one group of three people, and they did some sketches. And another guy did this whole scenario where he pretended he was like loads and loads of different roles, and he pretended he was like a German officer, essentially like flying a plane. And he was like jumping. He was just so great. By the end, he was dripping with sweat because he was just so like outrageous the whole time. And then we had a sort of MC figure who was also great and was just like playing with the crowd sort of thing. And so she'd be like, hey, like, who are you guys? And then she'd be like, well, like, what jobs do you do? And the guy, it turned out our audience is pretty like artsy fartsy. I mean, they asked the first person and they're like, oh, what's your name? And he's like, Ricardo. And she's like, oh, Ricardo, hello. And then she was like, what do you do for a living, Ricardo? And he's like, oh, I actually I play video games. And she's like, what? Ricardo,
what?
Ricardo, are you being serious? What? And then she was like, oh my god. And she was up from up north. And she was like, this is ridiculous. Come on, like, that is a ridiculous job. You have the best job in the world. You get paid to play video games? She's like, does anyone here have a job that can outstrip Ricardo? Because right now, Ricardo, quite frankly, I want to marry you.
Well, is he like a tester or something?
I guess so. Like, apparently he just plays video games. And then he's like, ask the rest of the audience. And then somebody else is like, yeah, I think I've got a job that's better than Ricardo's. And then everyone's like, what? What? Is this what? And then the person was like, yeah, I translate comic books for a living. And everyone's like, what? Our audience is so weird. And then they were like, anyone else?
I'm still with
like,
Ricardo.
No. And then the next person was like, oh yeah, I'm a stuntman for like big action movies. And then we were like, what?
That's quite cool.
Our audience?
Yeah, with that one now. Yeah.
And then she was like, Cormac, you're so lartsy fartsy, aren't you? Don't have that up north.
Ricardo might have been like a famous YouTuber.
And then she was like, right, let's see who. Oh, she's like, well, up north, like, let's make everyone feel a bit more normal, because obviously not everyone's like got like greater jobs. So she's like, Colin, anyone got a really shit job? Like, I mean, just all laugh and be like, oh, thank God, I'm actually normal. No, there were like 150 people in that room. No one put their hand up. She was like, no one's got a shit job, but no one's even slightly mildly miffed that they've got average pay. No, everyone's quite happy. And apparently she's like, well, we're doing this up north. Everyone puts their hand up.
And you're just telling
the story.
Had
a great time, yeah. Had some beer and some pizza and watched some comedy. Smashing.
That sounds cool.
It was smashing.
Smashing.
I think of like the dad in the Wild Thornberrys. So yeah.
Image I have like forgotten in my mind, and I was come back. He was great.
Nigel Thornberry. Smashing.
Oh, smashing.
And he's ginger.
I think someone really famous voiced him as well.
Oh, look it up.
I don't know. Look it up.
Hang on. Created by. This is
I'm
just
hanging on with suspense.
Sir Nigel Archibald Thornberry.
Of course, his middle name's Archibald.
Tim Curry. That's who it is.
Really?
Oh, weird.
Of course it is, because you can imagine him singing "Sweet Transvestite" in that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, I read something that you'd be interested to hear. You know, you like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, Marvel are doing 4 new mini TV shows on Netflix. And they're one of them, David Tennant, plays the villain in. And they're all going to join up at the end in this mini series called The Defenders.
Oh, yay.
Sounds quite exciting.
I met a
Isn't that just the same as Spanish?
The other day.
Wait. Kate met a Portuguese man. Was he running? Did he ask you where Regent's Park was?
Yeah, in hindsight, this is a bit random. But no, I was walking towards... In fact, I was going to meet the same guy. The one who I was meeting for pancakes. In this occasion,
the guy you went running with?
No, not that guy.
And I met running guy on the same day that I met... Oh, no, I didn't. No, that's a lie. Pancake guy was exploding house day. Anyway, so I was on the way to meet this guy.
That's great.
And I was just leaving university, and then a man, like, taps me on the shoulder really, like, aggressively, and I'm, like, spun around, I'm just like, what was that about?
The RKO out of nowhere.
He was like, hello? Like, do you know where the British Museum is? And I was like, oh god, I'm going to the British Museum, basically.
Oh my god, stop doing this with weird people.
Stop saying that to people. Next time you meet someone who's saying, are you going to this place?
Do you know where I'm going?
Don't say you're going there.
So anyway, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to the British Museum to meet your friend. And then he's like, oh cool, like can you show me? And I was like, yeah, it would be selfish not to really show you. Exactly, his English wasn't that great. And he was
amazing.
Late 20s. And he I can't remember his name actually. But he was Portuguese.
Buongiorno.
And he was,
his name was Buongiorno.
I'm just trying to speak Portuguese.
And he was very friendly.
That's
like,
Italian,
very
will.
Friendly and very tanned and had
kind of. Isn't it? It's not the same.
And he was asking me all about my studies, and he was a builder, and said that he wanted to learn.
Whoa! Wait, step back. He was a builder too. oh my god, so there's like this building company in London, there's like contractors, and they all like, one of them met you and was like, hey guys, I met this cool girl, like I went running and she showed me places and you should go say hi to her.
No. So, anyway, and he was saying how his brother was working in the British Museum, and he just came over for, like, to visit him. And I was like, alright, cool, and he was just chatting away, he was very,
as they
very
do.
Talkative, and, yeah, and we finally got there, like, 20 minutes later. And I was like, well, I'm going to go meet my friend now, he's over in the cafe. And I was like, really? Like, I hope, like, you have a nice time with your brother, or whatever.
Wait, Anne, his friend or his brother?
His brother works in the British Museum, okay. And I was meeting my friend. And then
okay,
he was
understand
like,
now.
Okay, and I just turned to go, and he, like, grabbed my wrist and made me, like, and then hugged me, and I was like, yeah, oh, okay, bye.
That was weird.
Listen to this. That was the Portuguese for the man wanted to have sex with Kate. The O homem quiera te relojejos sexuas con Kate.
Well, okay. Anyway, he didn't, luckily.
This time.
Well, he didn't have it or didn't want it? Two very different things.
Whoa. We'll never know.
Yeah, so that's the end of that story, anyway.
So, do you reckon they've worked out that Kate's not Liam yet?
Yes, probably.
Kate
is
through the fact
that
we've been calling her
Kate for the
entire episode. Is that it? Kate is a nom de plume for Liam.
Who's
plume?
What?
What is the word?
Anagram?
No. You know when writers use not their own name?
Oh, I do know the word. It's, what is it? Is it like suit? Not pseudonym.
Synonym?
No,
anyway, I think it's about time we started wrapping up.
And, it's been lovely having Kate as a guest on 2 pints and a Coke this week.
And a baby.
1 pint and a Coke.
Watch Tom and R's YouTube channel, because if this isn't enough of Tom and me, then you could get more. Cool, well, we'll see you guys all in, like, 2 weeks. Bye!
Bye.
Ciao.